You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott, and we're going to turn now to the machine that is creating our future to some extent. All right, so nobody is printing out kidneys just yet, but there's still a lot of stuff to be excited about with 3D printers, especially in medicine. For example, the devices can create form-fitting hearing aids and dental implants. Earlier this summer, the FDA approved the first printed prescription pills. And now a Philadelphia startup called BioBots is trying to push the field even further by printing out living tissues. Todd Bookman reports.
The laboratory of the future looks a lot like the laboratories of the past. Beakers and white coats and dark countertops, everything neat and well-labeled.
We just moved in here about a month ago, so you can see it's still sort of getting set up.
Danny Cabrera is walking around BioBots' new headquarters in West Philadelphia. He's the co-founder, and his product is a new type of 3D printer. The old type typically uses plastic as its raw ingredient. A spool gets fed into the machine and either melted or blasted with UV radiation as it's formed into the shape you tell it to print out, a bracelet, a guitar, whatever. But if you want to create something living, something made from actual cells, animal or human, that method won't cut it.
You definitely cannot use heat with living cells. You would burn and fry everything. You also can't use UV radiation because when you like walk out into the sun, that's where you go and you put on sunscreen because you don't want to harm your cells, the DNA in your cells. So neither of those two processes really works well with cells.
Cabrera's 3D printer gets around the problem by using beams of light to harden the material.
And now the device has a series of LED lights that are in the visible spectrum, so they're not UV. But they are, they're just LED lights that concentrate light. And as soon as the material comes out of the nozzle, comes out of that tip of the syringe, lights shine on it and it turns it from a liquid to a solid.
The machine still looks like other desktop 3D printers. It's shaped like a cube, maybe a foot or so high, with the nozzle moving around in the box. Air pressure pushes the materials, which resemble cupcake frosting, out of the opening. But the goo, the frosting, isn't just cells alone. It's a substance called bio-ink. The technical term is extracellular matrix. It's like scaffolding for living cells to hang out and build on. Each bio-ink needs to be specially designed for the type of cells you want to have living inside of it. A liver cell thrives in a different environment than skin or brain cells. Tim Olson is leading this area of research for BioBots. He says, think of the ink as a ready-made mix.
At the end of the day, that's what we're really shooting for, to get like a basic master mix. So if you want to be able to make a cartilage, we're going to give you this ink here. And it has everything you need. You just add water, or add your cell culture media, add your cells, and put it into the printer and it prints. That's the goal. We're working towards it.
Just add a few living cells to the bio ink, print it out of the BioBot, give it a little time, and grow new cartilage, or a kidney. A working organ is a long ways off, but if scientists can produce even a millimeter thick layer of an organ, that could be used in, say, early stage pharmaceutical tests. At Drexel University, Professor Kara Spiller is using her BioBot to study how human bones regenerate after a break. She uses cells and inks to print out the intricate structure that makes up our bones.
I guess it would be more accurate to say that we're not printing bone, but we're rather printing precursors to bone.
At a previous laboratory, Spiller had the chance to do some 3D bioprinting on a unit that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars and took up an entire room. She says the BioBot at $5,000 performs just as well.
No one has ever been able to buy a printer before. It was just too expensive. So anybody who had an idea about 3D printing in the bio realm, we couldn't do it. So now anyone can do it.
BioBots only released 50 machines during its initial launch. It spent the past year collecting feedback from researchers like Spiller. And next month, the company plans to unveil a second version with some improved features. And because the machines can't print money, BioBots is also busy raising funds from venture capitalists. For The Pulse, I'm Todd Bookman.